Members, I'm going to call the chamber back to order, please. Can members please be seated? I'll just check if I have a quorum first. How many have I got? Five, six, seven, including myself. Can I count myself? Okay, we believe it or not, members, we have a quorum. I'm going to continue with the audit committee minutes, committee recommendations, page 37. Members, can I have a mover for that? Councillor Telfer, seconder? Seconder first. Councillor Crossland. Thank you. Councillor Telfer, you wish to speak?
Committee works through a lot of issues, the asset management plan being an important one of them that will come up later in the meeting.
Thank you, Councillor. Anyone who wishes to speak against the motion? No. Members, all those in favour of accepting the audit committee minutes, I declare that carried unanimously. Members, the Strategic Direction Committee minutes, page 47. Can I have a mover for that item? Councillor Velescu. And seconder, Councillor Gard. Councillor Velescu, please speak.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Just had a member of the gallery say they couldn't hear me, so whether that's a good thing or bad thing, I don't know. But look, I have to say I've been very, very happy with the team in this committee. We managed to narrow down three issues strategic importance. They are more general in regards to community energy, exploring the options there, cognizant of what the community has been telling us about the increasing cost of running their households, to see if there's anything we can return to them. Also looking at the potential to increase quality employment and have some influence in shaping Tonsley. And finally, pretty much one of the most important things, and I'm sure most, if not all of us, will agree, is taking leadership on the development within our city. And anyone that would have been out there getting in contact with the residents before the election, during the election, and the contact subsequently would know that the issue of development is a big one. And if we can provide something where we can balance the needs to increase density by minimising the negative impacts of higher density in the wrong places, and starting that at a strategic level and working down, I think, is a positive. I'm very happy to be part of this, and I really value the work that all members have put in on this. Thank you.
Councillor Hull.
Work on this. It's starting to look promising that we might actually get some return for the amount of money that we're actually paying for this committee to operate. And some of the progressive directions that it may take us, it excites me. For an old fellow that's been on the council for a long time, to see this sort of stuff in the pipeline is very rewarding. It would even be more rewarding if actually we get runs on the board and things actually happen. So I thank Councillor Velescu for that. And I think it is a demonstration that this council in the last 8 months has worked bloody hard on lots of fronts. It hasn't been dominated by a flagpole at all, and we've got a budget tonight that we can be quite chuffed about, one of the lowest rates in 30 years, and I'm happy to support the motion.
Members, any further comments regarding the minutes? I take that as a no. All those in favour of accepting the Strategic Direction Committee minutes, I declare that carried unanimously. Thank you, members. Okay, Councillor Telfer, I've just been advised of a procedural action. Do you wish to formally withdraw your motion? Because we haven't dealt with that. How do you wish to proceed?
I wish to withdraw my motion.
Okay, thank you, Councillor. Apologies, we are jumping around a little bit. Members, I need to seek leave of the meeting again as to whether we should deal with the Cove. Okay, I think Councillor Westwood still is in the room. Do we know where he is? Okay. I would like to seek leave of the meeting to bring forward the Cove at this point, because I want to ensure that the full complement of capable councillors are in the room at the time. So could we please have a show of hands to seek leave of the meeting to reissue the Cove Youth Services motion to this point. Sorry, I'm just taking direction here. Councillor Crossland.
Yeah, thank you. This is something that Councillor Westwood was quite keen to be involved in, sorry.
Okay, so I will okay. Hang on a second, members. I'm just seeking advice from the administration. Okay, members, I will seek another small adjournment potentially, if that's the case, because I would like to ensure and give everyone the opportunity who isn't in the room to deal with the budget. So I want to be inclusive in that sense. Do I have a motion from the floor? Councillor Gard, a question. I'll take a question.
Some of the latter items, like waste recycling, swimming pool, etc., might be dealt with.
Okay, those are the questions on notice, so we don't actually deal with those. But look, I'm happy to take the Oakland Crossing motion. I'm happy to entertain that one, potentially, if someone wishes to move that way. Councillor Hart, you wish to move that way? Do I have a seconder for page 333? I'll go to Councillor Pryor to give him a chance this evening. Councillor Hart, you wish to speak?
Yes, the media have gone now, Mr. Deputy Mayor, and it was the most important issue on the agenda. And a demonstration once again of possibly, if this is adopted, that the council is actually...
I believe the media is still here, Councillor. So hey? There is one member of the media still here.
Oh, hello.
Got a scoop. There's a scoop coming.
The old Oakland's Crossing, eh? This is us providing some leadership again with Gusta to actually potentially mount a campaign to bring all of those who are interested's attention to the Oakland's Crossing. Now, I'm calling for the council calls for a report. And that's all it is, by the way, a report in relation to the costs and other associated detail related to a council-led campaign for a grade separation engineering solution for the Oakland's Crossing. That this campaign incorporates the use of billboards, namely those operated by OO Media, at this very crossing, as pictured in Appendix 1. That the funding of this campaign is not limited to council, with council canvassing local businesses to potentially co-fund this campaign. Members, I tried a similar motion in the last council, which ended up being watered down to us having a petition, which was still a significant gesture. It was a big petition. A lot of people got involved. Westfield allowed us to use their premises to conduct petition days, and we had literally a wheelbarrow full of petitions to take to Parliament. However, I think we need to do more. I think we need to revisit that motion I moved back in the last council term. We need to at least get some prices and get some understanding about how we can go about it. Now, there is a forum coming up on the 21st of July. The timing of this is perfect in terms of gathering the information to have available to us at the forum to chew the fat on this to see where it's a goer. Mr. Deputy Mayor, those billboards are sitting there waiting for a campaign like this. If you're sitting there stuck in the traffic and you can actually see the sign there right in front of you, that at least this council is interested in the problem and advocating on their behalf, then we've achieved a lot. Now, the timing of the campaign can be part of this report as well. Doesn't mean it has to happen tomorrow. There might be a lead up to an election. That it might be the best time to do this, particularly when I can foresee there will be a cost to this. Mr. Deputy Mayor, we all know about the associated problems of the Oaklands Crossing, the traffic management issues that we dealt with only recently, or it's ongoing actually, with the proposed 40k speed limit that might not be, and also the expectation that council might spend money on a lot of engineering solutions on council roads because of the rat running and everything else. Mr. Deputy Mayor, this is the biggest issue in my district at least. And we really need to be part of our role as advocates on behalf of the community. It's an opportunity here at least to explore it in this report. I'm calling for a report, Mr. Deputy Mayor.
Councillor Pryor. Marketing. The billboards are going to market to exactly the people we want, exactly the people who are sitting at the Oaklands Crossing for tens of minutes at a time. You can't ask for a better situation. It's actually a marketer's dream. And I concur with Councillor Hull about this issue. I mean, the issue of the Oaklands Crossing without a grade separation is actually causing us a lot of headaches throughout our council. It's not just our ward, as people might think. The next ward over, the Warrapringa ward, is affected as well. The rat run that we're going to spend $700,000 on this rat run. Plus, I'm being advised by my co-councillor. And look, I don't think the solution is simple, but definitely we need to get this in front of the politicians at a state level at least, so that they can fund this. Thank you.
Thank you, councillor. Can I have someone speaking against the report, Councillor Appleby?
Appropriate to use ratepayers' money for political advertising. I think we should be lobbying the MPs, both parties, but not advertising.
Can I have someone speaking for the motion, Councillor? A question. I'll take a question, Councillor Byram.
Thank you. And just on that forum, is it council-run forum or who's running that forum? It is one of ours.
It's elected member forum, I'm advised.
Okay, so therefore the community could be canvassed to see what support they had for that advertising?
If members wish to do so, that can be incorporated into that. I will look to the mover and seconder as our general convention, whether they wish to incorporate that suggestion.
Funds of money are acceptable.
Okay, thank you. Now, where was I? I was looking for someone for the motion. Who wishes to speak for? What's going on here?
That we actually go straight to the vote? Or do we
you wish to put the motion?
Please.
Okay, so I have a procedural motion from Councillor Crossland to put the motion. Do I have a seconder? To put the motion.
Councillor Pryor can't.
Councillor Pryor, you can't. You're already a seconder. Someone wishes to put the motion. Seconded, Councillor Valescu. Okay, members, all those in favour of putting the motion. Hang on. Stop putting down for a sec.
Is it am I taking the vote now or voting on the procedure?
No, you have to take.
Okay, so yeah, I just wanted to double check because I want to be squeaky clean that we are taking a vote on whether to put the motion first and then we'll deal with the motion. So all those in favour of putting the motion, please raise your hand. I declare that carried unanimously. I will now return to the motion as printed on the screen. All those in favour of the motion, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, is it 6, 7, 8. All those against, 1. I declare that carried. Okay, members, let me find another item that we can address. We do have a motion without notice from Councillor Byram, so I would like to deal with that one now. I'm just keeping our records management on their toes over here, so just please bear with me. So, Councillor Byram, perhaps you might want to just read out your motion in the meantime.
The correct wording of it. Basically, because of the motion on the rainbow flag, the third clause in that where we weren't going to register with any organisations, I want to ensure that a letter is sent to the festival stating that we do not want to be on their roll of honour or whatever they called it, and we do not want council logo in their program.
Okay, councillor, so that's definitely right.
Yeah.
Councillor, I'm going to take the motion as ultra virus because it's actually already occurred.
Yep.
So.
But we need to let people in our community know that has occurred. So, if it's a question, then we make it a question.
Hold on a minute. I'm just seeking further advice. It has already occurred, but. At the conclusion of the last meeting, administration advised the organisers of the Feast Festival that we do not want to be included on the register for flying the flag during the festival. Is that sufficient?
We need to make sure it's in our minutes so as people in the community are aware of that, because that was one of their concerns. Yeah, we want to make sure we're not in their program guide at all with our logo.
Okay, we have an alternative way forward which captures exactly what you wish to do, Councillor, and that is that with seeking leave of the meeting, we will record in the minutes under questions without notice that Council did write to the organiser of the Feast Festival advising them that we did not wish to be registered. Does that capture it? Because it has actually already occurred.
Yes, and I thank staff for doing that. I want a reassurance that the Feast Festival has registered that.
Sure, yeah.
And are going to action that regard.
I guess the whether they action it is, you know, we can only ask. We don't have any authority over them. We've asked that we do not be registered, and that has been made clear in an email at the conclusion of the last meeting. I'm sure you can get a copy of that if you wish, distributed after the meeting. However, we will seek leave of the meeting to have that recorded. So that's been sought by Councillor Byram. Just reading what's on the screen at the moment isn't quite up to date. That's okay. Okay, as it's a leave of the meeting, it's just a show of hands again. I just want to make sure that we don't need a formal motion, but it's just a leave of the meeting that the question has been asked, has the Feast Festival been advised that we do not wish to register in their information? Yep, we'll find their register, what their register's called, and that has already occurred, and we'll note that in our minutes formally. So seeking leave of the meeting, all those, a show of hands for that, all those in favour of that occurring, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, those against, 1, that's carried. Thank you, members. Finance report. Yes, that's a good one. Can I seek a mover on the finance report, page 294?
Councillor Telfer, seconder. Councillor Crossland, Councillor Telfer, you wish to speak?
The finance report shows the Cove Civic Centre and the City Services redevelopment moving forward. They are both large projects, large capital projects, large amounts of money, and we look forward to their fruition and finishing this year.
Thank you, Councillor. Who seconded that? Councillor Crossland, did you wish to speak at all?
I'd just like to thank Mr. Barnwell and Mr. Misford for their hard work and for answering all our questions throughout this process.
Okay, anyone speaking against, first of all? A question, Councillor Hull.
I'm going to raise the question again about the expenditure of our programs. Here we are in June, right at the very end of the year. On 304 you'll see the drainage. Only 45% has been expended of the approved budget. And yet we hear about possible cases of inundation of people's homes in certain parts of the city. Footpaths, 65%. Traffic devices, 15%. Reserve development, about 35%. Play spaces, 15% at best. I just wonder why the council administration's commitment to me when I raised this about 3 or 4 months ago about projected lack of compliance with our budget lines, our programs, why that has not happened. Now, when I first started here as a councillor, the aldermans drummed this logic into me and insisted that it was part of the role of an elected member to actually ask. Mr. Deputy Mayor, I ask you to actually find a question, the answer to these questions, because it is of critical importance to the governance of the city.
Thank you, Councillor. I'll look to Mr. Mifsud to respond to that question.
We have taken that query on board. Yes, you're right, it is a serious question. Some of the figures you've quoted are actually not correct, but regardless of that, carryovers is a matter that we're looking through. We're taking it very seriously and we're certainly working through that process, and we'll be advising our members as soon as we practically can. So I can assure you we're taking it very seriously.
Is that answer suitable, Councillor?
The commitments that I've received before actually do articulate into action. Maybe it's something I'll take up with the new CEO, but the sooner it happens, the better. It's an indicator that we as elected members are not in control of how the city's being run.
Thank you, Councillor. Any further speakers on this item? Councillor Valescu?
More forgiving, just because I know some of these things do take time, but I guess in the future maybe just some sort of simple explanation on there, but you know, we do have an idea as to what's been done, but just a little bit about the delay, that's all, just so people don't get worried. And I agree that you know, the drainage is a big one, and you know, it may affect a small group of people, but it will affect them in a big way, and the solutions are expensive. So yeah, I think, you know, some of our savings are probably going to have to go to that over the next little while.
Thank you, Councillor. So I'm hearing from the Chamber that they wish to have further detail, and I think staff have taken that on board in terms of the reasons for the unders and overs in our financial expenditure in these items.
Okay. Final questions. I ask Councillor Telfer if she wishes to close at all. No. All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hand. I declare that carried unanimously. Okay, members, let's go back and work our way back through the agenda. Page 55, the adoption of the annual business plan and budget and long-term financial plan. Page 55, Councillor Telfer, you have your hand ready. You wish to move. I'll just take a seconder. Councillor Hull, Councillor Telfer, please proceed.
On page 58, they're all there. We have done some important work, which is pretty important and exciting. We have our rating policy, our treasury management, asset management, fees and charges, reserve fundings, asset accounting policy and budget policy. We have a business plan that we can be proud of, particularly we've never had 2.9% in this since the year 2000. We are planning in our long-term budget to have 2.5% over 10 years, continuing to have service delivery, which is the important thing. Over and above that, we've looked for savings, and the staff have been very thorough, and I know a lot of things that have nebulous usage or may be happening, and they've been called back in to find the $4.2 million in savings, which I hope will go towards our prior four important sports solutions in our area to begin upgrading not only those four important sports areas but also looking at other unfunded important capital works throughout our city. So I'm pleased, I'm proud of this budget and I look forward to seeing it implemented.
Thank you, Councillor. Who was the seconder? Councillor Hull, do you wish to speak?
Very quickly, Councillor Telfer is right that this is a not only this motion, but this budget, but the direction that we're actually embarked on. We've turned it around. Might not have turned it around enough for Councillor Appleby, but we've turned. He's shaking his head. Fair enough. But we've turned around the escalating 5% bit, which the audit committee wasn't happy with. I wasn't happy with, even though I must admit I did vote for a lot of those budgets leading up to it. But what that did was put us in a good place, that we build up all that collateral over that period of time where we can actually now take the foot off the accelerator with the rate rises, and actually comfortably, we should be able to comfortably live and prosper on the position we're at with the accumulated rates that we get. And the position that the council's embarking on with cost savings is the other part of the story. There's one thing to actually reduce the rate, but it's the other thing to justify and make it sustainable. And that's really pleasing to me that we're on that pathway. This council has worked their bum off for the last 8 months. It's been the hardest working council I've been on. In the space of 8 months, we've had to deal with a CEO leaving. We've had the challenge of the community letting us know that the capacity to pay has diminished, and we're reacting to that. And we've had not only a new council, a lot of new members, but a new mayor as well. And we've actually hit the ground running, relatively speaking. And it really is pleasing. And I think that this is the beginning of a new era for Marion in terms of frugal and responsible annual plans and budgets. So I'm quite happy to second it.
Anyone speaking against? Councillor Appleby.
double the rate of inflation. Last time I checked, it was about 1.3%. I know it's better than 5%, but still, when you take into effect the compounding nature of those 5% increases over a long period of time, it's still a significant increase, so I won't be supporting it.
Thank you, Councillor. Someone for the motion? Councillor Valescu.
I'm happy to support it. I guess at the end of last term I didn't think that we could come with a budget at 2.9% along with a long-term financial plan of 2.75%. We could do it. I didn't think it was possible. So hats off to the staff that were able to achieve that. I do note that the audit committee says that we do need to be cautious about the 2% for staff costs that we've looked at as a figure based on that being half the increase. So I guess really the challenge is how we can do that in a way to still be able to deliver services and I guess working within the guidelines that we have as far as staffing goes, agreements and the like. Our responsibility is not to waste people's money, but we're also here to provide a service. Otherwise, if we're just here to cut money, then we're not going to provide anything and we'll actually make the need for councils redundant. Now, they may change in structure in the future in size, and I guess having our ship in order financially and as far as what we provide puts us in a very good position to play a very strong part in that.
Anyone speaking against the motion? No. Any final comments? Councillor Gard.
I think the 2.9% is probably an excellent result, and I take into account what Councillor Appleby says, and I do respect his opinion. I think the important thing is that our community, I sense, is very happy, or happy is probably the wrong word. No one's happy about paying rates, but I think they are satisfied that we are being responsible, that we're not shutting down shop, and it's pretty important. I remember the audit committee cautioning on this, that if you squeeze the lemon too much, I think people out there in the community can rightfully argue, are you shutting down shop? And that's no gain for anybody. We have to be an advancing council, an advancing local government, let's use the word, and I think, therefore, we are very close to where we want to be. I do also recognise the hard, very hard work that our financial director and his staff have put out on this, because it is not an easy time when a new set of councillors and a new regime, as it were, sweep in and want a lot of change, have actually achieved a lot of change, but there is still a lot of cleaning up after to be done, and I recognise that of our staff.
Thank you, Councillor. Members, just a quick note, it is 8:55. Got a few more items to get through, and we've got one large confidential item that I think we would need more time for. So we can certainly save our applause for the staff to later. With all respect, if we could just hold back those and we can do that later. But just to keep the meeting moving, if I could, members, I'm going to put the motion now. Councillor Telfer, I assume you didn't need to close. Or if you do...
Two sentences. Be great to get down as low as inflation, but we have staff costs that are ongoing and we are committed to building projects.
Thank you, Councillor. I'll call for all those in favour of the motion. Please raise your hand. I can't count at the moment. I've got nine in favour. All those against, one. A division has been called by Councillor Appleby. I'll ask all those members in favour to please stand. Please remain standing while your names are recorded. We want to read them out. Councillor Pfeiffer, Councillor Telfer, Councillor Pryor, Councillor Hull, Councillor Westwood, Councillor Byrne, Councillor Velescu, Councillor Garden, Councillor Crossland are for the motion. Please remain. Please be seated. Those against, please stand. Councillor Appleby is against. Thank you. They have been now recorded. The motion has been carried. Members, we turn to page 205, the valuation adoption for 2015-16 financial year. We're looking for a motion. Councillor Hull, a seconder. Councillor Telfer, Councillor Hull, do you wish to speak?
Without actually providing the follow-up with this, Mr Deputy Mayor, so I so move.
Yeah, and I should have also said, and I assumed it was read, that you all saw the distributed document pertaining to the policy change that was updated in your pack, on the back of your pack there, the asset management policy, which was just a fresh copy. So I assume that was read, so I hope that was the case and everyone's happy with that. Okay, any comments in relation to this item? There being none, Councillor Hull, I assume you don't need to close in that case. Members, all those in favour of the adoption here? And I declare that carried unanimously. Thank you, members. Page 208, the rates declaration for 2015-16. I'll go Councillor Telfer and then Councillor Velescu seconding. So, Councillor Telfer, you wish to speak?
Motion. This is the dividing up into the actual rates in the dollar or cents in the dollar, and we will move forward with this.
Councillor Blesky, do you wish to speak?
Just, I guess, we're going to have a few challenges as far as the revenue base goes. We have dodged a bullet in regards to the rates payable on community housing from now on, so I think that's good. So obviously it is good to let residents know that houses that were housing trust that pay full rates to the City of Marion that are transferred after a certain period into community housing will still provide that full rate to the City of Marion, unlike community housing previously, which provides a reduced rate, which means that we would have had to rely on less money to provide services for the community, or I guess shift the burden onto other ratepayers. So I think things like that will have quite a significant cumulative effect over time.
Anyone speaking against the motion? There being none, I'll ask Councillor Telfer if she wishes to close. No. Members, all those in favour of the motion? And I count 10. Those against, one. Division called by Councillor Appleby. Members, those for the motion, please stand. In my new general convention, I will call out the names. Councillor Pfeiffer, Councillor Telfer, Councillor Pryor, Councillor Hull, Westwood, Byron, Velescu, Gard, Crossland are for. Please be seated. Those against, please stand. Councillor Appleby is against the motion. Please be seated. Declare that carried. Where are we, members? Page 211, the rate rebate. I'm looking for a mover for this item. A mover, Councillor Velescu, you can have this one. A seconder, Councillor Telfer. Councillor Velescu, you wish to speak? No, don't wish to speak. Councillor Telfer, do you wish to speak? Don't wish to speak. Anyone against the motion? There being none, I'll call for any final comments. There being none, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, I declare that carried unanimously. Thank you, members. Page 218, disposal of land and assets policy.
for a moment to what's printed on the agenda here, just to wait.
Okay, members, just a second note to this motion that's been recommended, that we note the amended recommendation on in relation to the policy which you've been tabled with. Any other comments in relation to that? I'll look for a mover. Councillor Telfer, you're very busy tonight. Seconder, please. Councillor Garr, thank you. Councillor Telfer, you wish to speak.
Look forward to the asset land and asset disposal policy coming into place. I think we have shirked some of the work on disposal because we didn't want to be having people stand in front of our community assets and be upset. But the asset management plan now being done and basic services sorted, we are $10.2 million short. And that shortfall has to be made up, in my mind, from disposals, which are very obvious underutilised council assets. So I look forward to the discussion with elected members, and I look forward to having the courage to dispose of underutilised assets so that we can find that $10.2 million.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Garr, did you wish to speak?
I do believe that the call it rationalisation of policy could be very useful. It certainly will mean less to hold in the head when you're considering another policy for a start. I also feel that especially with we seven still relevant, our honeymoon is over, I admit, but I think with seven new councillors we still have a relative greenness, and I would love the opportunity to try to develop more of a schematic as to how our asset management as a whole is travelling from period to period, and maybe Ms. Montgomery, before you leave, sadly, we might be able to pick your brains. Right, we've got to move quickly, a week and a half. But I do feel a little bit uncertain of myself when it comes to talking about future projects or the like, simply because of relativity. And so maybe there's ways we could address that, or maybe I'm an orphan here and everyone else is quite happy. But I just throw that in for good measure.
Thank you, Councillor. Anyone speaking against? Councillor. Okay, no one speaking against. Any final questions, comments? Councillor Valescu.
I think that now it's up to us within our wards to look at identifying, the key areas that we think serve the community, how some of those facilities can be changed, whether then can be incorporation with other organisations or something else that, we can maximise the use of some facilities, and then if there is surplus, we work with our communities to do it. And if we do come up with a plan, we look at it, over time and staggered, and we look at, the best possible outcome for our community and bring them along with us on why we're doing it, and avoid the potential for alarm. And we have to be very careful, we have to tread that line very carefully, so if we can use the expertise around the horseshoe but also in administration in doing that, I think that's important, because ultimately we don't want to kick a community communities out of our facilities. We don't want to, you know, sell parcels of land for the sake of it. But, you know, if we're effectively having resources that could be used elsewhere and reducing what we ask our ratepayers to contribute, either for purchase, maintenance, or the opportunity cost of having those assets not used.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Hull, question?
Did we not discuss this at length during the last council term and give direction to the administration that this process take effect?
So, sorry, Councillor, is that question directed to me?
Yes.
So your question is, do I recall when
the
previous council term there was a direction to...
That we actually discussed this very issue and gave the administration a clear direction as to what we wanted to achieve with disposal of assets that were not only not being used, but were actually a liability for the city.
You've asked for my recollection, so I'll give you my recollection, Councillor. My recollection was that there were certainly discussions around this in terms of a clear, direct motion in regards to disposal. I do not recall that, but in terms of discussion about the direction that Council wished to go in, yes, there was. Unfortunately, we didn't have a formal motion, and I would just add that if you wish for something to occur, just talking about it isn't enough. You will need a motion, and that goes for every member. So if you want to get action on anything, you need to move a motion. I think that's all I need to say. Okay. Where are we? Any other comments quickly? There are none. Councillor Telfer, do you wish to close? No, don't wish to close. All those in favour of the motion, members? I count 10. Anyone against? 1. I declare that carried. Okay, members, page 226, asset management plans. Page 228 is the motion. A mover, Councillor Telfer, seconder, Councillor Crossland. Councillor Telfer, you wish to speak?
I think it is important to have a look on page 230 because it talks about open space, and I hope that we can rationalise open space by taking larger perimeters than half kilometres around each of our open space places. So I think that we can get a better outcome on play space issues and open space spending. Drainage is expensive, and it's going on being expensive. It says there's $206.8 million, requiring average operating, maintenance and renewal spending of $3.3 million. But it's also the next one I want to talk about in the asset management plan, the coastal walking trail. The coastal walking trail of 7.2 kilometres is going to cost $2.234 million over 10 years. So I'm going to respond to coastal ward councillors when they tell me not a cent is being spent in their ward, because they are about to get $2.234 million in their ward. So there is something that coastal ward councillors can tell their ratepayers about. The coastal walking trail is important, and it does have people from Warrapringa Ward walk on it if they've got good knees. And so also we look also at the transport that's listed in that plan. So obviously I am very proud of the asset management plan that it now exists, because there's so much work to put in place. We have the detail, we have a base, and we are going to move forward to do worthwhile things with it.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Crossland, do you wish to speak?
Uh,
Two points. The first one, I agree wholeheartedly with Councillor Telfer's assessment of open space. I would like that to come to a forum as soon as possible to look at our options, particularly around precinct playgrounds and playgrounds in general. The coastal walking trail, look, it's been, what, 60 years, so we probably are due a little bit of money being spent on the coastal walking trail. All I know is I've lived there 10 years and there isn't a walking trail from the bit of Hallett Cove I live in to get to that is broken. So it's been broken at least 10 years, so if there's a chance of the walking trail connecting Hallett Cove to Hallett Cove, I'll be most grateful. Thank you.
Councillor, are you foreshadowing a motion potentially there about having an elected member forum?
If it requires me.
I'll seek advice.
Play space strategy or open space strategy is currently under review. If you look in your forward items for forums, that is actually listed as a forum item on the 21st of July.
Thank you. I hope that clarifies that. Is someone speaking against the motion? There a question, Councillor Gard?
I was just a little bit, not troubled, but concerned about the $10.2 million that Councillor Telford mentioned a little earlier as well, and the fact that it, on page 227, it's mentioned that it could, in fact, be close to $20 or $30 million over the course of the long-term financial plan. And I wonder if comment could be made about that by our management in regard to how serious that is for us to address here and now, and are there any immediate measures that we might take aside from the selling off of assets?
I'll look to the staff to answer that question for you, Councillor.
Thank you, through the Chair. The $10 million is based on a depreciation figure for building renewals, which is likely to be on the low side, and that's discussed in the report. So the estimates of $20 to $30 million were comments made at the Audit Committee. They weren't based on any actual renewal plans, and in fact the previous Audit Committee noted that renewal plans for our buildings be developed over the coming 2 years. And as they are developed, they will give a clearer picture of renewal costs. As those renewal plans are developed, I would also anticipate that they consider the future use of our buildings. So we may not need to renew all of them, and that may bring forward some of the discussion about disposal that's been foreshadowed. In terms of the $10 million, disposals are certainly one option. Another consideration, you'll recall earlier discussion about the community facilities partnership program, which will now be considered as a cash reserve. Funds from that were originally building renewal funds. If some of those funds were directed back to building renewal, that would assist to bridge this gap as well.
Thank you for that.
I think it's fair to say, members, that with asset management, it's a risk that if you don't wish to fund it, you carry a risk of if it fails. So you need to weigh that up in your minds in response to that $10 million. Councillor Crossan, you had a question?
Yes.
Obviously, most of the walking trail is now responsibility of each council. Our walking trail section is quite unusual in that a large proportion of it actually goes through the conservation park, which obviously is not our land. Does that amount there include the area through the conservation park? No. Lovely, thank you.
Staff are saying no. Okay. Where are we at? So we've had a couple of questions. Anyone against? For? Final comments? There being none, Councillor Telfer, you wish to close? No. Members, all those in favour? declare that carried unanimously. Thank you, members. Okay. Have we covered everything? Okay, members. Questions without notice, unless it's really urgent. No, thank you. There are none. Motions without notice. There are none. Councillor Harvey, you have a... yes, we did refer to them earlier.
I don't think I got the answer.
Which question to the...
To the bin inspections.
Oh, the bin inspections.
Raised on 891. I don't think I got the answer to the sentiment of the question, and that was the community's perception that their privacy is being invaded by the way we're going about this process.
I will look to the staff to see if there's any advice that they can add in regards to community perceptions. Has there been any feedback from the community on that? I'll look to Miss Jarrett.
I think she says.
Thank you, through the chair. I'm not aware of any additional feedback other than what was provided during the media on this particular item in relation to resident concerns about bin privacy. But I'll take that question further on notice and see if we have received any additional feedback in that regard.
Thank you.
Okay, members, we have covered all items of business. We do have a late item. Oh, sorry, I have missed the cove because we kept on jumping around. Apologies, members. We'll turn back to, where is it? Page 31 or 29, depending on which agenda you're looking at. So I'll look to the mover of that motion. Councillor Crossland is a mover, seconder, just so we can... Oh, yes, we're aware of your motion. We'll just get that up on the screen. Is your co-councillor aware of your motion? Okay, we'll just wait a brief moment. Councillor Howell, do you want to turn off your mic?
Sure.
Thank you. I mean, while they're typing it up, do you have another copy you wish to read, or? I think we'll keep the meeting moving. So if you wish to speak to it, we'll get that done now.
Okay. So again, this is something that myself and Councillor Westwood have had meetings, etc., with staff. So really, this motion is in two parts. The first one is that council agrees that we vacate the Cove Youth Centre, which is attached to the Hallett Cove Library at Hallett Cove, and that operations as soon as practicable, or words to that effect, brought back to the City of Marion Administration Building, and that will become the Marion Youth Service. So instead of the youth service operating just in the southern suburbs, we go back to a citywide youth service. The second part of the motion is that I believe we need to look at looking at the direction of our youth programme, our strategy, and that should be something which not only elected members have a decision to play, but also our community. So I believe that should be achieved through a series of workshops with community partners and elected members. And from those workshops, we should be able to come up with a new citywide youth strategy. The reason I'm moving that is at the moment A lot of our youth programs seem to happen during school time, and from my experience, the time when our ratepayers need some intervention with young people and they themselves would welcome some intervention is mainly during school holidays, weekends and after hours. And at the moment we don't really fill that space, so I'd like to explore whether there is support out there for such a move and whether some of our community partners would offer such services. And I'm looking at church groups, sporting groups, schools, the list is endless. There's been a lot of work already started by our youth service in looking at potential partners, and I'm hoping that we can actually use their hard work in the workshops. Are we pretty much there?
Okay. A seconder. Councillor Gard, do you wish to speak? Don't wish to speak? Councillor Valeska, you wish to speak?
Yeah, look, I think in the last term, and Councillor, former Councillor Allen was involved a little bit, if not directly. We used to involve more people, I guess more young people, in the delivery of the services, and we'd actually get them to, we'd be hiring them to provide some of those services on a piecemeal basis, and that worked quite well. Now there was a change in the direction from, I believe, state government on that, so I think looking at it afresh is positive, because I think there were some benefits to be made with that, and it's really about trying to get a good model for the delivery, because ultimately we can sit back and tick some boxes and say we've delivered the service, but really what's the outcome, and are you making it relevant? And I guess young people, we need to engage with them in where they are, when they are there. And I think that what Councillor Crossland is foreshadowing is a very good move.
Thank you, Councillor. Any more speakers? Councillor Westwood.
The first line, get rid of council, I think, would be a good idea. The top line, that's it. I think that's been... Yeah, thank you.
Very, very well. Very good spotting. Members, any further comments? There being none, I'll look to the mover to close. Nothing further. Members, all those in favour of the motion as printed, as displayed. I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, it's unanimous. Carried unanimously. Thank you, members. It's getting late. Time is 9:22 p.m. and we have one more item to deal with. Members, I'm looking for a motion to move into confidence. Councillor Valescu, seconded Councillor Byram. All those in favour? Declare that carried unanimously. Members will just move into confidence. Please refrain from using your microphones from this point onwards.